deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. Mar the chosen one, bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulder. Ashamed
till it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished.
I will not boast in anything. No gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection.
Why should I gain from His paid my ransom? Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart. My ransom, but this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom.
Jesus is coming soon. Hallelujah. Beautiful singing. Praise the name of Jesus. There's nothing better, nothing more sweeter than the name of Jesus. And in this day and age, all the confusion that we can see in this world today, it's no wonder. The devil has confused so many people. And the only thing, and you know what's missing, is Jesus. Is that in this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome this world. In me, you will have peace and joy. And that's where it all stands. This world drastically needs Jesus. And throughout the whole word, throughout the whole Old Testament and New, you can see Jesus right from the beginning. Sure, it's hidden. His name is never mentioned in the Old Testament, but he's there. And I'm going to prove it to you this morning. How God operates. Why Jesus was so exalted. And for what? Today, we can see, look all around us, when people try all sorts of stuff to please God, to turn from their wickedness in doing things that they think they're right, go to drugs, they turn to alcohol, they turn to Buddha, they turn to anything except to Calvary. That is our only hope. That is the only hope for our future is Jesus. There is none other name given among heaven and earth. It's only the name of Jesus that can save a person from this eternal lake of fire. And we have to realize we are sinners. There's nothing good in a person. That's why it's only Jesus, 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 plus nothing. We have nothing to offer. We cannot brag. Paul says, I will glory in another, but save in the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you're here this morning and you're not quite sure where you're standing with this God, that's why God provided Jesus for us. He's the only hope. He's our only hope. And we need just to call upon him and he will hear. Because in Acts, Paul says he's not too far from every one of us. He's right here. All we need is to plug it in and say, Lord, I need you. But before we go into this message, let's rise up and ask the Lord for a blessing. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, it's unfathomable. It is unique. It is righteous. It is just. It is true, Lord. And it will never fail. Heaven and earth will pass, but your word will never pass away. So we thank you, Lord, for it. I ask you to bless this message, bless this service in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, Jesus always was. When he argued with the Pharisees, with the Jews, he says, before Abraham was, I am. Because in the Old Testament, how was the word created? Jesus was there. And before I go into that, I will go to Psalms 138 in verse 2, where God started speaking already in the Old Testament about Jesus. He says, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Now we have to remember, who is the word? It's Jesus. So that's why the Old Testament will have it hidden. The name of Jesus does not come up, but the word of God comes up. When in the Old Testament, God gave the law to the Israelites, they had to live by that word. Because Jesus was in that word. It was the spoken word of God. And he said, if you do them, you will be protected. You will prosper. And God will make sure you prosper. Because they had to do it. It was based on their merits. And all through the Old Testament, God is just trying to prove to mankind that there is nothing good in them. It took them 4,000 years, and we still don't get it, that we don't have nothing. God tried to show us, and we have to remember we need a Savior. Let's turn to John 1, show you something. Verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was nothing, not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. There you can see how John in the New Testament showed to us that in the beginning was the Word already. Jesus was always there. Everything that you see around you, all the creation was created through Jesus Christ, because He's the Word. God spoke it, Jesus performed it. It's all together. You cannot separate the two. You cannot separate Jesus from the Word or God the Father. They all are agreed in one. And when God created and spoke out the heavens and stretched out the atmosphere and everything, Jesus was involved. That's why that name, Jesus, is so precious. We need to understand, when God created everything, He created it for who? For the glory of God the Father, to glorify Jesus. Jesus is involved in everything. Let's turn to 1 John 1:14, because when Jesus in the Old Testament was the written Word, now in the New Testament, God became what? Flesh. That's how God started all the way through, that Jesus will be glorified someday. And I'll show you why the name of Jesus is so precious to us today. In John, when in the Old Testament, when the Lord was predicted that He will someday come to this world, He had to be born of what? Like you and like me, become one of us. The Word became flesh. Who's the Word again? Jesus. In John 14, it says here, "And the Word was made flesh," that's Jesus, "and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." And that's where the redemption really started. It was spoken right from the start when God created the heavens and the earth. And He had promised that someday He will send someone to be like us, to become like us, to save us. That's why the Word became flesh. That's why Jesus became flesh, so He could understand you and me. That's why when we're struggling today, if you're crying out and there is no help, but there is help, Jesus is there to touch you. He's there to help you. Galatians 4, there's another verse there. Galatians 4, verse 4. Word of God is awesome. Everything is there if we just dare to search it. In verse 4, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." The law was given in the Old Testament. And what does the law do? Condemns us to death. We have no chance. If you want to live in the Old Testament, the law condemns you. You're guilty. I'm guilty. We're guilty of trespasses. We're guilty of sin. We're guilty of cursing God. That is our nature. But that's why Jesus comes in the scene. He took that curse on Himself. He was made a curse for you and for me. That's why when Paul said it here in Galatians 4, verse 4. What did I do that here? "But when the fullness of the time was come," when the time was come for God to send forth His Son to redeem us from this curse of the law that we were under, we had no way of getting out of it. There is no way except through Jesus. That's why Jesus is so mighty and so powerful. Jesus is our only hope. He is our only salvation. If you need healing, if you need encouragement, if you are down and brokenhearted, it's Jesus. Why is that name of Jesus so powerful? Who gave Him that authority? Why is it so blessed to call upon Jesus? We cannot fight against the devil with our own strength. That's why we need something. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2. show you something where God really puts on the heat, puts up, it steps up. He says in verse 6, who being in the form of God, though thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant. Who's that servant? That's us. He took us on, and was made in the likeness of men. That's the awesome love of God. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That is power. When God says something, it's going to stand forever. He meant it. I have sworn and I will not repent and I will not lie, he says. And then he exalted Jesus so highly. When you call upon Jesus, when you drive out the devil, try it in a different name, it will not work. It will laugh at you. The minute you mention the name of Jesus, they tremble, they fear, they run, because they know they have been defeated at the cross of Calvary, where he took you and my, your sin and my sin upon himself. He totally and completely disarmed the devil and all his cohorts. Totally. Sure, they can scare us, but they're helpless. If you call upon the name of Jesus, you shall be saved. It's very simple. There is no other name in heaven where you can be healed, where you can be saved under the name of Jesus. Your comfort, your death, your life, in everything, it's Jesus plus nothing. And if we do not have Jesus this morning, if we do not exalt Jesus, there's something missing. We need to lift him up, and he will draw all men unto himself. Because Jesus loves us. That's why he went to this cross. Christmas is around the corner. We're going to celebrate the birth of Jesus pretty soon. And there's a reason why. That's exactly what it's talking about here. He came to save them that are lost. He loves every one of us. He loves this world. That's why he gave himself to this world. But the world doesn't want him. But those that call upon him, God will touch. He loves you. He loves every one of us. The Lord will bless you and make you a blessing. Thank you.
Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend, who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you'll rescue the souls of men. Counselor, Comforter, Keeper, Spirit we long to embrace, you offer hope when our hearts have hopelessly lost our way. Oh, we've hopelessly lost our way. You are the one that we pray. Always hunger for, oh, our hearts always hunger for. Almighty, infinite Father, faithfully loving your own, here in our weakness. praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. I have started for a city on that bright eternal shore, where the saints of God shall gather and live on forevermore. It's a land of love and pure delight where my possessions lie, and I am bound for the land of Canaan when I die.
Oh yes, I'm
bound for the land of Canaan,
for the land of Canaan,
yes I am. And by the love and the grace of God,
surely I'm
again, gaining ground.
Some happy day,
some happy day,
with all the ransom I'll stand and sing his praises over in Canaan's happy land. I have turned my back on Egypt with its bondage and despair, and by grace the land of Canaan, oh, I'm determined to be there. Not a thing can ever harm me, I am happy all the day, and I am bound for the land of Canaan some sweet day. Oh yes, I'm
bound for the land of Canaan,
for the land of Canaan,
yes I am.
And by the love and the grace of God, surely
I'm gaining ground.
Some happy day,
some happy day,
with all the ransom I'll stand and sing his praises over in Canaan's happy land. Oh, the land of rest eternal, where the living waters flow. Every day I'm one near it to its portals, this I know. Some sweet morning I'll be singing glory, glory to the Lamb. And I'm bound for the land of Canaan, yes I am. Oh, yes I'm
bound for the land of Canaan,
for the land of Canaan,
yes I am. And by the love and the grace of God,
surely
I'm gaining ground.
Some happy day,
some happy day,
with all the ransom I'll stand and sing his praises over in Canaan's happy land. Some happy day,
some happy day,
with all the ransom I'll stand and sing his praises over in Canaan's happy land.